hope Fred's in a mood for bacon and eggs this morning.
I wish she'd make me some of that bacon. The eggs I can make myself.
It's 7 o'clock. Dino, go wake Daddy. Breakfast is ready. Dino! Dino, it's 7 o'clock. Hurry up! Go wake Daddy. You two sleeping beauties. Up. Come on. Up, up, up.
Ooh, it's cold. Wilma, what happened to all the hot water?
I'm sorry, Fred. I used it to do the wash this morning.
Oh, boy.
Personally, I'm glad there's no hot water. It stings my trunk.
Wilma, where's the soap?
It's probably right where you left it yesterday.
Where's that?
On the floor.
Never mind. I found it.
Daddy got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. All right, honey, sip your milk. Girls who drink their milk grow up to be nice and pretty.
Da, da, da. Pity, pity, pity.
That's a good girl.
Wilma?
What's the matter now?
Will you cut out putting so much starch in my laundry?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. Come on, eat your breakfast while it's still hot.
Call this a 3-minute egg? Practically hard boiled. Some breakfast racket full of stuff, Fred.
Racket full of stuff, Fred.
I'm going, Wilma. Boy, what a way to start the day. No hot water, no breakfast, no weeds!
Fred, for goodness sake, you're in my flower bed.
Who left the hose out?
You did.
Racket for the stunner credibus.
Have a good day, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, honey.
And Barney, when you get home, maybe you can mow the lawn. It always looks so nice when you do it.
Oh, sure, Betty, baby. I'll be glad to do it.
So your wife is nagging you, too, huh? Boy, they're all alike.
Oh, no, Fred. She wasn't nagging. She was just suggesting that I mow the lawn because it looks so nice when I do it.
How do you like that? You're so numb from being nagged, you don't even know when you're being nagged.
Well, I don't know, Fred. Betty isn't like that.
Oh, no? Let me give you an example. Now, what's the first thing she said to you this morning?
Oh, let's see now. I think it was, good morning, sweetheart.
Yeah, and the next thing?
Then she kissed me and said, I'll draw your bath, honey bun.
Uh-huh.
What, Fred?
Don't you see? First thing in the morning and she's already nagging you to take a bath.
Uh-oh. Here comes that loudmouth Fred Flintstone.
I don't know how much longer you're going to take that kind of treatment, Barney, but as for me, I am revolting.
You certainly are, Mr. Flintstone.
Barney, look who just dropped in. The great Gazoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi there, Gazoo.
I've been listening to you rave, Mr. Flintstone, and boy, are you a ding-a-ling. A regular hoopla. Or, as you earth people say, you're a, what's that word now?
Hey, watch where you're going, you kook!
That's it. That's the word. As I was saying, Flintstone, you're a kook.
Okay, Mr. Smart Guy. If you're so brilliant, what do you think I ought to do?
Well, as long as you're asking, the first thing is to stop acting like an adult.
Huh? An adult?
Oh, yeah, Fred, that's being grown up.
Men have the superior mind. Women, well, they're just like children. And they should be treated like children.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Gazoo. Women are like little children.
Children, men are just like children. And they have to be treated like children.
You may be right, Betty. Fred may not look like one, but sometimes he acts like a great big baby.
Don't forget, it's the woman who has the superior mind.
Thanks for the lift, Fred. It's okay, Bonnie. I'll see you in the morning.
Right. And, oh, Fred, don't forget what Mr. Gazoo said.
Don't worry, Bonnie. I'm ready for the children's hour with the superior mind. Rockin' Fredastinic, Fredastinima. Wilma, I'm as hungry as a bear. Is dinner ready? Wilma, I'm home. Where's my dinner?
Hi, Fred. I'm sorry. Dinner isn't ready yet.
What do you mean it isn't ready yet? What goes on around here? What have you been doing all day? Least you can do is have my I almost forgot women are like children.
Well, the washing machine broke down. I had to do all the laundry by hand. Then I had to clean the house, mow the lawn, do the shopping, and press your shirts.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. I realize you have a lot to do. And if dinner's late, Daddy understands. I'll just read the paper till it's ready. And by the way, where is the paper?
I don't know. It hasn't come yet.
What? It hasn't come yet?
Uh-oh. Almost forgot. Men are like children. Especially my man.
My paper didn't come yet. I want my paper! Give me my paper! I want it!
All right, dear. As soon as I finish getting dinner, I'll go out and get you a paper. There now.
All right, Wilma.
I don't know. This theory has worked for millions of years, Flintstone. And you're the first one to find a bug in it.
Well, maybe I'm the first guy to have a wife like Wilma. I did just what you told me. Treated her like a child. Used my superior mind. And you know what she gave me for dinner? Pablum.
Flintstone, I just got another idea. Maybe what your marriage lacks is togetherness. Maybe what you need is a common interest. Something you can do together.
She don't like to shoot pool or ball or play golf.
Oh, no. I was thinking more of a parlor game of some sort.
Hey, now you're talking, Gazoo. Wilma loves to play games. Okay, on my way home from work tomorrow, I'll stop at the store and pick up something.
I don't know, Betty. Fred seems to be getting worse. Always arguing and complaining for no good reason.
Yeah, what's he got to complain about?
You're letting Fred take you too much for granted, Wilma. When was the last time you and he went out to dinner together?
Gosh, it's been months.
See? I make Barney take me out at least once a week, whether I feel like it or not.
Fred's idea of a swinging evening is to come home, eat, read, and fall asleep in the chair. Well, I'm changing all that. He's going to take me out at least once a week.
Starting tonight.
Huh?
Sure, the sooner the better.
You're right.
A husband and wife should go out together, play together, in fact, do everything together. That's what makes togetherness.
Seymour, what's all this nonsense about togetherness?
Who cares? Let's go home.
It's on the next corner, Barney.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Games and novelties.
And maybe we can find something here for togetherness.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
I'm looking for a game that'll promote togetherness.
I see. Something for the two of you.
No, not him. I'm married to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I have just the thing for you right here. A his and her pool table.
How does that promote togetherness?
When you're not using it, it converts into a love seat.
Hey, that's something, Fred.
I don't know. Wilma hates to play pool.
Here's something that's all the rage, a skateboard for two. This really throws you together.
Yeah, but I was thinking of something a little more, uplifting.
Perhaps this game, sir. It's called Rockabilly. Two or more can play.
Hey, I played that once. You use phony money and you sell each other buildings and bridges and bus lines and, you know, stuff like that.
Yes, and whoever winds up owning everything is the winner.
Hey, that sounds like fun. I'll take it.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. As I remember it, that game is complicated.
So what? I'll explain it to Wilma.
That'll be $3 plus 3%.
$3 plus 3%. Let me see, that's, you think, take it out of this fiver. I'll take the game out to the car.
Help! Here's your change, sir. I took out the $1.50 for the skateboard. And I forgot to tell you, that board has the seal of approval of the National Orthopedic Society.
Well,
Wilma, that dress is simply stunning. And that hairdo, it's gorgeous.
Wait till Fred sees you.
That's Fred now. I'll sneak out the back way.
Good luck, Wilma. Hello, Fred, dear.
Oh, hiya, Wilma.
Fred, how do I look?
You look fine. Why, don't you feel well?
Fred, the dress. Look at my dress.
Oh, yeah, but don't worry about it, honey. Nobody will see you. We're going to stay home and play Rockopoly.
What?
It's a great game, Wilma. Just the thing for promoting togetherness.
But, Fred, I was planning on a big evening. They have a wonderful show at the Club Vulture.
That's ridiculous. Who ever heard of playing Rockopoly in a nightclub?
Oh, Fred.
Now, look, Betty and Barney will be here any minute. Now, let me finish setting up for the game. Go ahead, Wilma, honey. Your turn.
All right.
Three.
One, two, three. That puts me in Rockaway Plaza.
Right, and that's my property. That'll cost you 100 smackers rent. Come on, pay up, pay up.
Okay, Scrooge, here.
Your turn, Bon.
Yeah, okay.
It's seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Uh-huh. You're on my apartment building on Granite Avenue. You owe me $300. Get it up.
Fred, take it easy. It's only a game.
Wilma, I'm just like them big tycoons. I play to win. Now, Barney, pay up or get out of the game.
But I'm busted.
That's one down and two to go. Betty, it's your turn.
I don't have any more money either. You got it all.
Then I'll take a mortgage on your orphan's home. Well, come on, shoot the dice, will you? Don't just sit there like a dummy.
I will not have you talking that way to our guests.
Come on, Barney. I think we'd better go home.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't leave the game till I foreclose on your orphan's home.
That does it. I've had enough of this game, and I've had enough of your childish behavior, Fred.
My childish behavior? Look who's talking about childish behavior.
Fred, please, we have guests.
Don't Fred please me, Wilma, because I've had it.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that I am finally using my superior mind. I am moving out.
Whoa, this is more laughs than Peyton Rock Place.
I guess you didn't hear, Wilma. I said I'm moving out.
I heard.
Begging ain't gonna do you any good, Wilma, because I'm through. T-H-R-O-O, through. Now, what do you think of that?
I think, among other things, you're a terrible speller. And I take back what I said about your acting like a child. You're acting like an infant.
Should you wish to contact me, I will be residing with my friend Bernard.
Who's that, Fred?
You, stupid! Come on!
Go with him, Barney. Maybe you can cool him down.
Well, aren't you coming, Betty?
No, I'll stay here with Wilma. At a time like this, she may need me.
Barney!
Coming, Fred. I hope you know what you're doing.
Of course I know what I'm doing. And Wilma, just to show you I'm not the child you think I am... You know that $2.5 million you owe me from the game? Well, I'm forgetting it.
Looks like Dino don't want you to go, Fred. Hey, Fred, get up. You'll be late for work.
Okay, Wilma. I'm up. Barney, you're not Wilma. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm here because this is my house, and I've been trying to get you up for the last half hour.
Oh.
What do you like for breakfast, Fred?
Oh, anything. Steak, dodo eggs, bacon, toast, sausages, rock muffins, pancakes, cereal, French toast, pizza.
Well, which do you want?
All of them. I'm starved. Hey, Barney.
Yeah, what, Fred?
What kind of a joint is this? There's no hot water for my shower.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I guess I used it all up doing the wash.
Oh, boy. Sounds like home.
Sit down and have breakfast, Fred. And while you're eating, I'll go in and shave.
I'll bet the dinosaur that laid this egg is already extinct.
Hey, Fred, about the bathroom. I don't like to complain, but...
Then don't.
All right, then let me congratulate you on the mess you left it in.
You know something, Barney? You're even worse than Wilma. I wonder what she's doing now.
Well, what a charming domestic scene this is.
You here again? If you're here with more advice on how to run my life, you can save your breath.
Now, wait a minute, Flintstone.
You and your advice. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go home and tell Wilma I'm sorry.
What?
I'm going to apologize to her for the way I acted.
That's the worst thing you could do.
Huh?
Are you forgetting that you have the superior mind? Let her make the first move.
Yeah?
She's probably over there pining away right now.
Yeah.
I certainly appreciate your staying with me, Betty. But you don't have to, you know. After all, Barney needs you.
Oh, he'll be all right. Besides, I don't want to go home to the house while that big lug is in there.
Please, Betty. You're talking about my husband.
She was right the first time.
Hey, Fred, did you hear that?
Yeah. Boy, you had Wilma pegged right, Mr. Kazoo. She's over there crying her eyes out.
I don't know, Fred. It sounds more like laughing to me.
Don't be silly, Barney. What has she got to laugh about? Would you laugh if I walked down on you? Well?
I don't know if I'd laugh, Fred, but it made me feel good just thinking about it.
Oh, boy.
Just remember, Flintstone, don't weaken. You're fighting for all husbands everywhere.
Yeah?
The outcome is assured, Flintstone. It's men who have the superior mind.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, only one thing, Mr. Gazoo.
What's that?
If I've got such a superior mind, how come I'm mixed up in a nutty situation like this?
Watch it, Barney, watch it!
I sure hate to spend another night with old Fat Freddy. I think I'd better sneak over and find out how Betty's doing with Wilma. Psst, Betty. Hey, Betty.
Barney. Oh, I miss you so.
Oh, not as much as I miss you, Honey Bunch.
This is all so silly.
Yeah. Hey, how's Wilma taking it?
Well, you know Wilma. Cheerful on the outside, but on the inside, miserable. How's Fred?
Well, you know Fred. He's miserable inside and outside. Hey, how long is this crazy thing going on?
It'll go on until one of them is man enough to go to her and admit he's wrong.
I think I get the picture. Oh, somebody's coming. I don't want Fred to catch me over here. Goodbye, Betty.
Bye, dear.
Barney! Barney! Barney!
Yeah, Fred?
Oh, there you are, Barney. I was just looking for you.
Yeah. Well, I was just getting a breath of air.
Look at Dino over there. Look how he's lying there missing me.
Yeah, he sure looks like he's missing you all right.
Hey, Dino. Psst, Dino. Here, Dino. Come to Daddy. Come to Daddy and show him how much you miss him. That's a good Dino. You miss your dad, don't you? Ouch! How do you like that? And he's supposed to be man's best friend.
Yeah, he sure didn't miss you that time, Fred.
Okay, Wilma, ready?
Ready.
Here goes. There. Your hair's gonna look
beautiful tomorrow, Wilma.
Good. But what's the sense of looking beautiful when you got nobody to look beautiful for?
Wilma, why don't you call Fred right now and tell him to come home?
I can't, Betty. If I give in now, there'll be just no living with him. He's got to make the first move, and until he does, I'm not even going to think about him.
Okay.
I'm putting him completely out of my mind.
Good idea. Good night, Wilma.
Good night, Fred.
Boy, Fred, I don't see how you can eat like that just before going to sleep. It would give me nightmares.
Not me. In fact, if anything, cucumber sandwiches make me sleep better. Besides, I gotta eat. It takes my mind off.
Wilma?
No, not Wilma. I got other worries. Business and things.
Oh.
Why should I be thinking about Wilma? As a matter of fact, I didn't think about her once today.
Okay. Good night, buddy.
Good night, Wilma.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Boy, it's only 2 o'clock. I must have been cuckoo to take a job like this.
Oh, yes. Oh, that husband of mine. Oh, wait till I get my hands on him.
Halt! Who dares to enter the tent of Sheikh Ali Fred L. Flintstone?
I am his wife!
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Hey, Sheikh, there's a lady outside says she's your wife.
Which one?
She didn't say.
I got 300 wives. Tell her to take a number.
Okay, Sheikh. Should have thought of it myself. Sorry to have disturbed you, my master.
Oh, that Fred. How dare he?
It was a good idea coming to this nightclub, Barney. It'll help me to forget Wilma.
Cigars, cigarettes.
What's the matter, Fred? You don't look so good.
Barney, that cigarette girl, she looks just like Wilma.
What? Yeah, you must be dreaming, Fred. Hey, it's time for the floor show.
Wilma! Wilma! Wilma!
Fred! Help!
It's Wilma. She's calling me.
I'm coming, Wilma. Be calm. I'll be right there.
Help, Fred. Help.
I hear you, Wilma. I hear you. I'm coming, Wilma. Do you hear me, Wilma?
It's Fred. He's in trouble. I'm coming, Fred. I missed you. I even dreamed about you.
I'm always dreaming about you, Wilma. And I want to apologize for all the stupid, childish things I've been doing. Will you forgive me?
Of course, Fred. Just let's never quarrel again.
Never, Wilma. I must have been out of my superior mind.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you two made up. I guess you won't be coming back to my house, huh, Fred?
That's right, Barney. You're a nice guy to visit, but I wouldn't want to live with you. Right, Wilma?
Right.
Yeah, likewise, Fred. See you in the morning. Good night, pal.
Well, you can't win them all.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern stoning family.